Beijing's number 4 Intermediate People's Court released a verdict on Tuesday, which coincides with World Environment Day. Duo Cai Lian Yi is a company based in Beijing's Daxing District that providing painting and welding services. The court has fined the company more than 890,000 yuan, or some $140,000, after finding that it was releasing pollutants into the atmosphere and had failed to install equipment that would reduce their emissions. The company has also been ordered to issue a public apology and has been banned from carrying out painting and welding work until it can prove that it has met environmental protection standards. The company also has to pay 33,000 yuan for an environmental impact assessment. The president of the court, Sun Li, said the biggest difficulty in cases like these was assessing the extent of the damage to the environment.
We looked at what kind of pollution might have been caused, be it air or soil pollution or damage to vegetation, to ensure that all the possibilities were considered. We reported any newly discovered ecological pollution, analyzed what kind of pollution it might be, and looked at how to reverse the damage, so as to decide what kind of responsibility the defendant should bear and how they should provide compensation.
Jin Yuanshu is a member of the Beijing Municipal Committee of China's leading political advisory body, the Chinese People's Political Consultative Conference. She says the verdict has prevented the defendant from causing further damage to the environment.
The verdict not only punishes the defendant for what they have already done, it also includes an order that avoids further damage. I hope there will be more fair verdicts given for public interest lawsuits about environmental protection so as to improve our environment.
Ma Jun, the judge in the case, said he hoped that the verdict would encourage further efforts to protect the environment.
The verdict aims to standardize an industry, making social behavior more appropriate using the law. In this case, we suggest that the company should improve their infrastructure to meet the demands, set standards for environmental protection, and especially enhance their awareness on the issue so as to meet their relevant social responsibilities.
After the civil procedure law was revised last year, prosecutors can sue individuals or enterprises who they believe are harming the public interest, such as by polluting the environment or endangering food safety. For CRI, I'm Xie Chen.